Good afternoon from the sports team. Well, it is redemption time for the Proteas starting this Friday. They take on India in the first T20 at Hollywoodbets Kingsmead Stadium. It is the first time that the two teams have met since that T20 World Cup final in June. Reeza Hendricks says that despite India missing a few of their star players, they're still going to be very dangerous.
We've seen at the IPL all the names that's coming through from the IPL. So yeah, there's definitely no such thing as a weak Indian team. They're producing, they've got a lot of players. So their depth is massive. So yeah, it will be challenging. Definitely a exciting series to be part of. And I'm sure there'll be some good cricket on display.
Well, the Proteas welcome back a number of their stars for this series after they've had a little bit of indifferent form in T20 cricket since that World Cup final. They have battled away from home in the West Indies and the UAE. Moving to some running news, the Comrades Marathon route for the 2025 Downrun has been confirmed. Next year's race will be 89 kilometres from the Maritzburg City Hall to the People's Park at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. It is moving back after finishing at Hollywoodbets Kingsmead Stadium last year. It's the 49th edition of the Downrun of the race, taking place on the 8th of June. Entries for green numbers open today. Then general entries will open on the 13th of November, and the race will be capped at 23,000 runners. Then finally, in some football news, Arsenal forward Bukayo Saka still believes this season is their time to win trophies. They're in Italy to face Inter Milan in the Champions League tonight after their title challenge in the Premier League faltered. Two defeats in three games have left them 7 points adrift of the early leaders Liverpool in England's top flight, but Saka remains confident about their chances for silverware.
I don't think it's delusional to believe. If you look at our squad, the quality we have, the players we have, and at the same time, we're only in November, so I don't think I've lost any belief. I don't think anyone in the change room has either.
Looking at some of the other games coming up tonight in the Champions League, Barcelona, they're away to Cervana Zuzeda. Aston Villa taking Club Brugge, Bayern Munich host Benfica, and probably the big game tonight, PSG take on Atletico Madrid. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.